Hello there, I'm Steven, and today we are talking about video editing. As I hinted at last session, we will first be discussing some common mistakes made in video editing. The first mistake I will be covering is, in my opinion, the worst. The issue of audio syncing. As I am sure that you have probably experienced at some point watching, whether it be YouTube or some other media, you've probably stumbled across a video that either at some point or at the very beginning had a point in time where the lips did not sync up with the sound. That probably annoyed you. You probably rewinded a little bit to see if that would fix it or just paused and unpaused. But some of the time when that happens, it's because the editor or some other person messed something up and now the audio is out of sync with the visuals. Most of the time, the software you use will be telling you if something gets out of sync, but you also still need to check over your work in case it didn't pitch it up. Such as, after you edit something, you then go back and review what you edited so that way you know whether or not something went wrong. So that way it's not at the very end of the post-production where you then realized that something was wrong. Another common mistake in video editing is something referred to as color matching, or in this case, the mismatching of colors. It often happens when either the lighting conditions change while they were recording, or multiple cameras being used and some of them not being properly white balanced. And just in case you don't know what it means for something to be white balanced, the meaning of white balance is when you set up a camera to know what the color white is in point of view. So that way you're in a very dark room, but then you can show it what the color white is, so that way it knows how what colors are what. So that way a yellow doesn't look more orange because the room's lighting changed. So that way it will know, oh, this is the color of white, so that means that this must be this other color. But when either the white balance is off on a camera, or when the lighting changes in the room that's being recorded, whether it be from a different day of recording, or just a sudden change from one reason or another, it will cause a mismatch of colors when editing, at least between different recordings or clips. Next up is what amount of frame rate should be used when editing. I would always recommend the 60 frames per second because it is more seamless, it is harder to see the juddering of characters, and also if you want to or need to, you could always make the thing that is being edited appear to be going faster if need to by holding a frame for 2 frames, making it so it's effectively 30 frames per second, which will then give it the feeling of having more speed and being more juddery. But if you're not looking for that, then stick with 60 frames. If you are looking for something that looks faster, then you would want to go for the 30 frames or getting the 60 and downing it down to 30. And the next one. What should the gain be set to for audio recording? The gain should be high enough that it is able to be heard, but it should also be low enough that it does not get distorted. If you have ever used something that has audio in it, you have probably noticed that while it is playing in the software, it will pop up on either the bottom or off to the side somewhere with a green bar that progressively gets more yellow and then progressively red after that. You don't want it to go into the red, because if it goes into the red, it is being distorted. If it stays just below it, then it is at a perfect amount of gain. So that way, it is not being distorted, but it is still clear and loud enough to be heard and understood. If it goes into the red too much or too far into the red just in general, it will become distorted and there's not much editing that can fix that. What you would need to do to fix the distortion is to go back and re-record the stuff. It's annoying, but it has to be done if you don't want it to be distorted. But if it's too low, it won't be able to be heard very easily. Okay. That's about as much time as we had. If you have questions of a topic that I missed, email me at visualeditingproductions@gmail.com and remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Visual Editing Productions. Next session, we'll discuss the optimized amount of layers, and more. Until then,